It's week three of Washington's 105-day legislative session. Hundreds of bills have been introduced and dozens of public hearings have been held or are scheduled. Joining me now to catch us up on the happenings at the Capitol is KNKX Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Austin, you've described the beginning of the session as like a fire hose. Why exactly is that?
Yes, Kirsten, it feels like that when you're covering it. You know, this is the period of time when every idea under the sun is still on the table. Every day we see bill introduction sheets. They run 6 to 8 to sometimes 10 pages each day for each chamber. Each day is packed from 8 a.m. to after 5 p.m. with committee hearings. It's sort of like a legislative bazaar or smorgasbord. You could just gorge yourself on ideas and policy and bills. And what it all leads up to is the policy cutoff, when policy bills as opposed to budget bills have to pass out of committee or they die. And that's when the culling of ideas will begin in earnest. But that's still a few weeks off. So for now, we're still in the fire hose of ideas stage of the 105-day legislative session.
Well, let's talk about some of those ideas. Yesterday, there was a big turnout for a hearing on a bill dealing with hairstylists and cosmetologists who rent out booth space. What's that about?
Well, yes, and you know, it's surprising sometimes what sort of under-the-radar issues. You see the bill introduction, it doesn't seem that interesting, and suddenly it's a flashpoint, and this is one of them. Apparently, a lot of salons rent booth space out to stylists instead of employing them. And now there's a bill to require that the owners of these salons pay into the workers' comp and unemployment insurance systems for the booth renters. It's caused a complete and total uproar in the industry. Opponents came from all over the state to pack a public hearing on this yesterday to denounce the proposal. The prime sponsor of the bill and the chair of the committee, Democratic State Senator Karen Kaiser, says she's trying to make changes to the bill to address the concerns. She says she's received threats over this. Who would have thought that hair and nail salon policy would be the hot issue of 2019, but at least yesterday on the Capitol campus, it was.
Wow. Well, that's a good reminder that often people are working as hard to kill bills as they are working to pass them.
Well, absolutely. And the reality is that the vast majority of bills never make it past the first couple of steps in the legislative sausage-making process, as it's sometimes referred to. You know, if 2,000 bills get introduced this year, maybe 15 to 20%, probably 17, 18% will actually become law. So really, you know, it's like this funnel. And by the end, very few of the ideas you saw on day one end up in state law on day 105.
Well, Austin, I know today that the mother of one of the children killed in the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012 will be at the Capitol. What's bringing her to campus?
That's right. Alyssa Parker, who is the co-founder of Safe and Sound Schools. She's also the mother of Emily Parker, who is one of the 20 children who died in the Sandy Hook school shootings on December 14th, 2012, will be here. She's participating in a news conference on school safety and then testifying in a late afternoon work session in the House Education Committee on school safety. You know, there are a lot of proposals this year on this topic. Over the interim, a mass shooting work group met and came up with a series of recommendations. There are proposals to increase the number of mental health professionals in schools, proposals for creating a system for identifying students who might pose a potential threat, and many other ideas to try to address safety in schools. I will say one idea we are not hearing much of any talk about right now is arming teachers, which in the past has been suggested.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens on those issues after today. Before I let you go, Austin, last week at this time, we were speaking to you from New Hampshire, where Governor Jay Inslee was testing the waters for a likely presidential run. Now, Starbucks founder and former CEO Howard Schultz has told 60 Minutes and NPR's Morning Edition this morning that he's seriously considering a run as a centrist independent candidate. It's starting to sound like we might have two presidential candidates from Washington.
Yeah, kind of hard to believe. And by the way, there's been a lot of backlash to Schultz's announcement, from those still raw over his selling of the Sonics to those who say that an independent candidate will be a spoiler and make it harder for Democrats to try to defeat President Trump. But here's my working theory. Washington hasn't fielded a serious presidential candidate since Scoop Jackson back in the 1970s. We are kind of an off-the-radar state politically. But it's 2019. Washington is now a state of 7 million people. We're gaining 100,000 people a year. We're a top 15 state in terms of population. Kirsten, we're ahead of Arizona, Massachusetts, and Tennessee. We are a major player in the tech and business world. Yet we still think of ourselves as this small state. Even the governor was in New Hampshire joking about how Jimmy Carter got elected as an unknown governor from a small state and sort of saw a parallel to him there. we're not a small state. And whether it's presidential candidates or anything else, Washington State is not a sleepy backwater. So I don't think we should be that surprised that in 2019, our state might produce a couple of would-be presidential candidates. If I sound like I'm on a rant, I apologize. But we are a big state now.
All right, Austin, thanks so much. We'll be continuing to follow that.
Cool. Talk to you soon.
KNKX's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live from Olympia, as he does every Tuesday at this time here on 88.5's Morning Edition.